To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Monday morning, rolling along. From my robe to the microphone, we move on. Season's over.
Yes, it is. There's no question about it. This season is done. It is cooked. It is over. And we can start looking forward to the offseason now in Kansas City.
How would Robin Carrington describe this season?
Washed. Hey, yeah, this definitely washed. I don't know, Carrington. I think this season is washed. I agree, Rob. This season is washed. Holy cow, is this season washed.
And they'd be right this time.
Yeah, no. There's no may be right. It's over. And I will address the people that are still holding on for dear life. Stop. Go Christmas shopping. You know, do whatever you have to do this holiday season and don't fret over the Chiefs, because this season is 100% over. It is in the books. They showed us last night, from coaching to catching the football to everything in between. This season is 100% officially over, and there's nothing we can do to get it back. I mean, yesterday, last night, Dusty, I don't know how you thought about it, but again, last night, Chris Collinsworth even said it, the Stars are making big mistakes again in these games, and you know, that's kind of where we were. Andy Reid last night takes center stage for, you know, I don't know what that coaching decision was. His worst coaching decision in the history of him coaching the Chiefs was last night, going for it on that fourth down play. And obviously we'll get into that as the morning goes along. But I'm here to tell you, me, Bob Fesco's telling you, this season is now 100% officially over. And I know there's some people like, oh, they can still, now we're not going to worry about all these other teams doing what they have to do for this team to sneak in to the postseason. They've had their opportunities. They didn't capitalize on it. And here we sit 2 weeks to go before Christmas, and we're talking about next year already.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
71 days away from spring training, because I did get a bunch of those texts last night from friends. How many days till pitchers and catchers report? I'm like, I think it's 71 days until pitchers and catchers report. So they're eliminated from the West. We know that. And for all intents and purposes, eliminated from, you know, the postseason. There's like a 10% chance that they're going to make it into the playoffs. And Dusty and Mac, I mean, for me, I look at it and I go, this isn't about what other teams did. This is about what you didn't do over the course of the season, the inconsistencies, the drops, the penalties, the bad play calling. It all showed its ugly head yesterday. Missed field goal again by Harry. I mean, we had it all again, you know, in yesterday's game. But more importantly to me, it just really starts and ends with Andy Reid. I thought he was atrocious yesterday on that fourth down play. Made absolutely no sense whatsoever to go for it in that situation. You punted last week when you should have been going for it. This week when you should have been punting, you're going for it. You screwed your defense, who was playing awesome in the second half. It's just a mess, and that's where we sit today, guys.
Yeah, it's just a season of ups and downs, more downs.
Yep.
Then there were ups. Obviously, it's 6-7 is the record for the Chiefs. Yep. Same record as the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins.
That's right.
I don't know if they're necessarily the same teams, obviously, but they have the same record. Obviously, I think they have, what, like a 10 or 11% chance to make it if you want to hold on to hope, if you went out. I think the Colts, I mean, at least you didn't give your fan base that much hope.
Man.
And then you saw Daniel Jones.
I'd rather have this than what the Colts are going through, man. That sucks.
It's tough, man, because you know, they'll tell you whether you do physical therapy, whether you go to a chiropractor, whether you go to a doctor, when you have an injury and you start using the other leg more than you should, it'll give out because it can't, you know, take the whatever. So, but more focus on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think when I was driving in this morning, I was thinking to myself, because sports always seem to kind of even themselves out the way it may be, whether it is, you know, you're a player, or whether you're a hitter in baseball, whether you're a quarterback in football, whether you're a team or a franchise in football, you look at what the Chiefs have done. And it was last year they won all of their games in one score games. What went like 12-0 in one score games. A lot of that doesn't happen. And I think what the problem is, what we're seeing is you had one drastic anomaly. And then now this year you have another drastic anomaly. 1-6 in one score games this year, 11 or 12-0 last year. What that is it's evened itself out on two obscure sides. Like last year, the blocked field goal, the missed snap, Ja'Marr Chase, Isaiah Likely's foot.
Right.
Those are four wins you won, right? This year, one win in a one-score game and five losses or six losses. But if you put that together, right, you're still 13-6 in one-score games.
Yeah.
So perspective is, wow, this team can win one-score games. It's just unfortunate that last year you didn't lose any, and this year you won one. You put the two averages together. It's still a great number. But look, it goes back to we knew going into this game what the recipe was going to be, right? They gave you flour, butter, and eggs and said, make a cake.
Right.
Well, you can make a cake, but you're going to miss, you know, some baking soda. You're going to miss some other stuff. And last night, first play of the game, Wanya Morris' knee goes out, hyperextended, whatever it was.
Yep.
And then Esipole was fantastic.
He was unbelievable last night. Esipole, man, hats off to you. That dude played last night.
Yeah,
man.
You'll see our Instagram videos later today where we'll give an MVP of the game. That's going to be mine. Maybe yours was Mahomes for having to do everything that he did. I know three interceptions, no touchdown. The pass rating was there. From my eyes and what I saw, he was good. But he wasn't great. You want him to be Superman. You want to see the quarterback do his thing. And again, you talk about things that, you know, work themselves out 8 years in a row where you've gone to at least the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. And this is the first year where maybe 10-7 is their record. A solid year, three wins above 500. But again, that averages itself out where it's like, here's the deal. You know, you're not going to go to the AFC Championship game every year, but we have. And right. We have seen this team do that. So the standards are obviously burned in time of a standard. And then last night, the fourth down call, especially when they came out of the locker room in the second half, there was no doubt about it. No matter what eyesight you have, you could tell that defense understood the assignment.
Yes, they said,
put pressure on CJ Stroud. He cannot handle the pressure. They did exactly that. And then Andy Reid, 4th-and-1 from your own, like, 25-yard line or whatever the hell it was. It doesn't matter.
4th-and-4.
4th-and-4 is what they went for?
No, they did after the 4th-and-1.
Yeah. The 4th-and-1 is when they were on, like, the 28-yard line.
Yeah, the 30-yard line.
And you could have punted it down. I mean, Arise's got the leg. You could put C.J. Stroud back on the 10-yard line, and they didn't do that. On 3rd-and-6, they went for like a 60-yard heave downfield. Again, a punted interception. But they went for a huge play, which I didn't understand that either. And what I saw last night in the first half, at least on the videos that we do here on the Fan 96.5 with our Instagram stuff, there was no life from that team in the first half. And I understand that there was a catastrophic injury at the very beginning of the game, and I can only imagine what that does when you're already beaten and battered down. But there was no energy. There was no life in that first half. You were down 10-0. And then in the second half, the defense came out. Chris Jones was great last night. Karloftis finally played because Chris Jones was able to create pressures and get to the quarterback. And here we sit today, a 6-7 team, talking more problems than, you know, productivity in this game. And again, it goes back to your leader. And I don't know how many people noticed this last night. I know Twitter got a hold of it and kind of did their own spin on it. But you saw that fourth down run get called. And you saw Mahomes roll his eyes.
Like,
that is, when I watch sports, whether it's golf, basketball, football, baseball, whatever, part of what I watch is the emotional, you know, toll that players have, right? Like, we go back to the World Series when Matt Harvey didn't want to come out of the game, right? Like, that was a coach letting his player kind of dictate what his plan was. It didn't work out for the Mets or Matt Harvey the rest of his career. And you look at last night, the play gets called in, and Mahomes is like, this play again? And it goes back to what I was talking about. I think there is something that we're not being told or that we know. It's not our job to know that, but you can tell by emotions, by body language, by facial expressions, that there is some sort of communication riff with what plays are getting called in, what Mahomes likes to play. And at 30 years old, I think he's just kind of annoyed at what's been going on, and he wants a little bit more control. At least that's what I take away from it. And then you go for it on 4th and 1. You give the Texans a ball. They score. Game's over.
Yeah, the game's over in that situation. But again, I mean, it comes down to the head coach making bad decisions. And in the last two games that they've lost, you can directly, you know, point back to Andy Reid punting when he shouldn't have punted and going for it when he shouldn't have gone for it and not really having a feel for the game. And that's what really upsets me. I look at it and I go, I don't think Andy Reid really had a feel for the game and what was going on last night. And him not punting and going for it, you know, on the first fourth down or whatever it was, is not hindsight to me. That was right in the moment when you have to understand the feel of the game and what your defense is doing. And they were playing great last night in the second half. And you gave them an opportunity that was horrible by going for it on fourth down and not getting it. And then even going back to the third down play, if you know it's four down territory, then on third down, you need to set yourself up for the opportunity to have a fourth and manageable type of situation. You need to play that as four down territory and call your plays accordingly. So on third down, you can get a couple of more yards instead of 4th and 4. It's now, okay, 4th and 2 or maybe 4th and 1 because you played third down knowing that you were going to go for it. Going for it on fourth down seemed rushed. It didn't seem planned. It didn't seem normal. It seemed like they just thought of that at the moment. Like they didn't make contingency plans that if they don't get it on third down, here's what we're going to do on fourth down. They played the third down play like they weren't going to go for it on fourth down. You have to set yourself up when you're in four down territory and make every play count. And they didn't do that on that third down play prior to going for it on fourth down. So the last couple of games, I just feel like Andy Reid just hasn't had a feel of the moment and what was going on at that moment in time. Because I think if he did, he doesn't punt against the Dallas Cowboys, and he sure as hell punched yesterday against the Houston Texans team where your defense was running the show. Instead, you give them the ball at the 30-yard line. They're already in field goal range. You didn't give your defense a chance in that game yesterday by going for it on fourth down.
Yeah, he needs to come to Jesus moment in the offseason about what he does, what his philosophies are, what the rhyme and reason is for fourth downs and going for it. How aggressive are you as a coach? Listen, the times have innovated. Things have changed. Are you going to? And that's a real question. If not, fine. Let's talk about it. If yes, great. Then let's talk about what that looks like. Because right now he is all over the place. He's in his head. It is baffling. Last night was baffling. You did not read that situation. I don't want to hear Chris Collinsworth, well, it was actually 3% chance in the analytics. I don't give a rip.
No, Collins, they were all over Andy Reid for going for it in that spot.
Well, to be fair, Andy, you know, there was a plus 3% chance in the analytics on going for that, but I don't care, dude. Yeah. Read that. It was a 10-10 game. Your defense was electric last night.
And if you're going to go for it,
he lost the game and he lost the season.
Yeah, he did. No, Andy Reid lost the season for this team last night. There's no question about it. May have lost it in the Dallas game.
Yeah.
You know, by punting. And you know, look, but that right there is what this season has been about. Everybody who we've counted on to be good hasn't this year, other than like Travis, you know, and Mahomes at times. But other than that, I mean, we've counted on all these guys to be good. And our big time stars just haven't been to the level that we've needed them to be all season long, whether it's Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Harrison Butker, Dave Tobe, Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones, whoever the case may be. Everybody is culpable in this, and that's why this season is over. It's going to be time for a hard reset. Everybody needs to get away for a little bit. Everybody needs some time away. Everybody needs some time alone. And
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I really do think playing 9 seasons plus in 8 years has finally caught up to this team. They just look tired. They look slow. I thought I saw it again last night in the first half with this defense. Just a step slow, a day late, a dollar short in the first half on everything that they did last night.
Steven Spector's texting into the text line and says, Mahomes is looking a lot like Russell Wilson. So, Mac, jeez, I'll let you stew on that one for the
commercial. Wait, let's take your phone calls on that.
Ridiculous.
You got takes.
Yeah,
Mahomes seriously, bring your takes. Last night. Bring your takes today, man. I want to hear them.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.